We give you praise. We flow with your flow. We flow with your spirit. You're already in the house. You're already walking. But we key into that divine flow and ask that you, through your word, you minister life unto us again this morning in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I put myself under the cross, the blood of Jesus. I receive a full flow from you direct in the name of Jesus. And I put the devil where it belongs under my feet in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. You can have your seat. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. One more time, I thank the pastorate and the organizers of the program for giving us an opportunity to be here to minister to you. I pray we will have more reasons to rejoice in his presence in the name of Jesus. Let's open our Bible to John chapter 5. I'm reading from verse 1 through to 17. John chapter 5, verse 1 to 17. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In this lay a great multitude of impotent folks, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. And when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, "Wilt thou be made whole?" The impotent man answered him, "Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another stepped down before me." Jesus said unto him, "Rise, take up thy bed, and walk." And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed, and walked. And the same day was the Sabbath. Praise God. Verse 10. Then the Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, "It is the Sabbath day. It's not lawful for thee to carry thy bed." He answered them, "He that made me whole, the same said unto me, take up thy bed and walk." Then asked they him, "What man is that which say unto thee, take up your bed and walk?" And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, "Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee." The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. And therefore, did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him because he had done this thing on the Sabbath day. Verse 17, the last verse. But Jesus answered them, "My Father walketh hitherto, and I walk." Praise God. Praise the Lord. Now that's the passage, but a number of things are going to flow from that to us this morning. First, number one, the miracle happened on a special time in Israel when there was a festival going on. Hallelujah. What was going on? A festival. The miracle happened at the time of feast. Now, there are different kinds of festival periods in Israel. If you look at Leviticus 23, verse 1 to 44, I'm not going to read it, but I enumerate them. There is the Feast of Passover, number one. That is the Feast of Unleavened Bread, number two. There is the Feast of Fruits, number three. That is the Feast of Pentecost. And then number five, the Feast of Trumpets. Number six, the Feast of Harvest. And number seven, the Booths Feast, which is the time of shelter. At any of these seven periods, there are special moments of festival where Israel will gather. 12 tribes will come. Even people that have traveled out will come in because it's time to go back to our country for a festival. Praise God. Praise the Lord. And I want you to know that the period we are in, seventh session and seventh year of this anniversary. It's not an ordinary time. It's a special time for us. And at this special moment, your miracles will come your way in the name of Jesus. And you see, whenever we are doing feasting, it's not normal feeding period. Hello? Are you with me? Feasting period is not what? It's not normal feeding period. It's time that you eat more. Am I talking? No, you are not talking. Am I talking? When it is time of normal meal, morning, breakfast, some eat, some don't. So afternoon, lunch, and then supper and whatever. Just take a little and whatever. But when it's time for feasting, your parents won't use the normal pot. Am I talking? They look for one big pot because now it's a festival period. And in those days, when we are from our village, we only take pounded yam every time. Praise God. You know where I come from? That's what we take. But when it is feasting period, that's the only time in a year that we take rice. Praise God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When you see them killing this one, killing this animal, killing that one, and then bringing rice, it must be a feasting period. Praise God. Now, I want you to understand that at a time like this, when it is not normal church service, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, as usual, expect some unusual miracles. What do they call it? Unusual miracle. The Bible says that healing is the children's bread. How do we get that? One woman came to Jesus Christ and said, my child is having a problem, being afflicted by demons. I want you to come and help me to heal the child. And Jesus looked at her and said, you are not a Jew. Praise God. He said, I am sent unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And I look at you, you are a Syrophoenician woman. You don't belong to any of the 12 tribes. Why will I give the children's bread to dogs? Praise God. Did you get me? Why will I give what? Children's bread to dogs. That means you are a dog. You are an outsider to the kingdom. You are Gentile. You are not a Jew. So I'm not sent to you. Maybe you wait till after my death and resurrection and then the coming of the Holy Spirit. And that time, the Holy Spirit will have no barrier. He will go to all nations. He may get to your country then. But now, it's not your turn. Praise God. But the woman did not feel bad. He said, well, there are outside dogs. There are inside dogs. Don't count me as dogs at the outside. Count me as the dogs on the inside. And if you have puppy, even if the people eating at the table are finished, some little crumbs will fall to the ground. I didn't ask for a slice of bread. I asked for crumbs. Even the crumbs is enough to take care of my child. Praise God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So, you see, we that we are in the house, that belong to the kingdom of God, it is our normal meal to have healing, miracles, deliverance, whatever we need. It is there for the children. And because you are a child of God, what is yours, God will give you in abundance. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because it's not normal service. Expect some bigger loaves of bread, except some greater measures of miracle, and you will have them in the name of Jesus. Are you getting what I'm saying? Now, so if you are on the table, whatever you need as a member of the family, you just say, pass that one to this side. You know, in a big table, you can say, pass me the salt. Can I have a cube of sugar? Can you give me a little of ice cream there? And they are passing it. It belongs to everybody. So anybody can take whichever one he wants. Praise God. Are you getting what I'm saying? In those days when we were in University of Ife, not OAU, you understand? That's a difference. Now, when we came in, that is the way they serve us in the cafeteria. Not, I'm not talking of bucateria. You enter into bucateria. That's not my own. In the days of cafeteria, you understand what I'm saying? There will be milk, there will be tea, there will be sugar, there will be whatever. The way they treat us, we are like kings. Praise God. Are you getting what I'm saying? Even if you are so poor, you can't afford meal ticket, you can still walk into the place and take free tea, beverage, just cup, and just open it and then drink and walk away. And there's usually sugar there. You can take five. You want to kill yourself. You can save two. You can't take one. But I've never seen anybody getting there and taking some to carry home. No. Nobody steals. Praise God. The abundance was available because the country was a good country then. May you have a better one. Praise God. Praise the Lord. So what I'm saying is that because there is abundance, there is no need for anybody to suffer. In the kingdom of God, is a place for healing. Healing is on the table. So whatever you need today, whatever kind of miracle, you can say, just pass me that bowl. I need this other one. No, I'm looking for another son. No, I just need a child. No, I'm just need another one. I need a promotion. Just pass me the promotion basket. But because we are on the table and the Lord is serving everybody, and you have a right. You are not outside the kingdom. You are within. So you can say, just pass me this one. And whatever you need, you will go with a miracle in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. That's number one, because it is feasting period. Now, special occasion like this is special occasion for miracle. Number two, they said this thing is happening at a place called Bethesda. The word Bethesda means mercy, the place of mercy. Hallelujah. That's the second thing I want you to get. We are in the place of mercy right now. You see, grace and mercy, they are close together. But grace and mercy, that's a little different. The way I can explain it may not be a perfect way, but the way I can explain it is, if you have 45 and the pass mark is 50, you have tried, but your trial is not enough. If pass mark is 50, 45, 49 will still fail. Praise God. But you see, if you have a merciful lecturer, he can say, maybe I should just give everybody 5-5. Because I don't want this person who has tried this level to totally fail. So he gives you 5. That 5 is grace. You didn't merit it, but you were given. But it's going to be for everybody. Praise God. That's okay. So the person that should have 60 or 65 cannot have 70. The person that should be 45 cannot have 50. But when somebody didn't come for the exam and is given a pass mark, that one is mercy. That one is not grace. So every time God show forth his mercy, somebody feel this too much. This is unfair. Claude. That means mercy is working. Mercy will work for you. Mercy will work for you. In the name of Jesus. It is the time of God's mercy. And when his mercy is operating, it's not fair. It is because he's merciful. And out of his mercy, we show you some in the name of Jesus. Number three, Jesus was present there. Because you can do some fine ceremony and God is not in attendance. Praise God. Are you getting what I'm saying? Luke chapter 5, verse 17. What does the Bible say? The Bible says that people were gathered together and Jesus was preaching. Luke 5, 17. And it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, who was teaching? Jesus. That there were Pharisees and doctors of the law seated by, which were come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present. Present to do what? To heal them. That's what I always look for. I don't want to be in a meeting where everybody is present, but God is not there. Praise God. But the Bible said Jesus was teaching. So he could have taught well, and yet we have good doctrine, we have good teaching, but we didn't have God's power. You didn't get me. Are you getting what I'm saying? You can attend a teaching that is so sound with 21 points, yet God was not there. But while Jesus was still doing his own preaching and teaching, somebody else came in. His name is the power of God. Hallelujah. You see, the kind of primary school I went to, it's not the type you went to. You went to nursery and primary. No, that my own is not like that. I went to do those local ones. You understand what I'm saying? Now, at that time, we have school class teacher, and they all have our register. When we come in the morning, that's the first thing they will do. They will look at our name. Ojo Ladipo, present, sir. I know, but they are absent, if it's not there. But if you are there, that means you are present. In this occasion, the power of the Lord was present. Where the power is, miracles happen. Where the power is absent, you are on your own. Praise God. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. What does the Bible say? It said Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That means if he's present, whatever he used to do, anytime he's present, he will do it. And because he's here, he's going to do what he used to do in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Number next. What's the next number now? Number four. Now, they said this happened at Jerusalem. That means that it's a specific place for your specific miracle.
This is why some people miss it. There is a place that God has located your miracle. And there is a point that that miracle will be going on. May you not be absent in the day of your miracle in the name of Jesus. Ah, specific place, specific time, specific miracle. And they happen at the time that God is there. Luke chapter 10 verse 1. Say, after these things, the Lord appointed 70 and sent them two by two before his face to every place and every city where he himself will come. Where he will not go, he will not send you. But where he sends you, he will be there. Because he sends you ahead of himself. Hallelujah. Are you getting what I'm saying today? Because God is here. He has sent us to come. And we have come with his anointing and his power. Whatever he would have done, if we are here physically, he will do it in your life today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Luke 10, 17. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils, they are subject unto us, through thy name. When we go in his name, those things that are subject to him, they are also subject to us. By his power, by his anointing. Hallelujah. Mark 16, 20. And they went out and preached everywhere, where the Lord kept working with them, confirming their messages by attesting signs and miracles that closely accompanied the word as they preached. Mark 16, 20. That's from Amplified. The word of God, when it's being preached, where God has sent us, he will confirm it with signs and wonders and miracles. That's evidence that he's there. Praise God. Oh my God. Number five, or whatever number. They said every miracle that happened in this passage happened at the sheep market. The sheep gate. Jesus does miracles in the open place, not secretly. Hallelujah. In the presence of a lot of people. Today is going to be your own manifestation in the name of Jesus. See, God doesn't have to do miracle in the hiding so that people will not see. No, he was not crucified secretly. Did you hear me? No, he was crucified, shamed by the devil so openly. The one you see Roman Catholic put on the cross and some people put on their chest, that's not correct Jesus. So that's Roman Catholic Jesus. Because that one looked fine with only one hole here, another one here, another. It looked fine. Jesus was not fine on the cross. So now it's fake. Praise God. Nobody's on the cross and is smiling. Nobody's beautiful on the cross. Praise God. He was totally mad that he does not look like a human being. His body has been mad by all the beating The things they use is like our local koboko. And koboko, not the one with one tongue, with about six flagellates. And then you are going to have a lot of things inside like stones or bones or whatever. So when you place it on anything and draw it like it will tear it. Just one. We tear the body. So the one they put Jesus that is smiling, don't look at that one. That's not the correct one. Praise God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It was done to him, and it was the way you treat thieves. You know the way they treat thieves in Lagos? Don't do justice. They just look for tire. And then they remove all his clothes, and they put tire on his neck and burn him alive. That's don't do justice. That's the same thing they do to people like that time when they arrested Jesus. He was placed between two thieves. So the way they kill thieves is the way they kill him. Naked, but so that it won't look obscene, that's why they cover one part. He's naked, praise God. And he was placed there naked like that in a public junction where three different languages has to be placed there, because people from different countries always flow around the place. So if you are a Jew, you will read it in Hebrew. If you are educated people like the Greek, you will read it in Greek. If you are people from Roman Empire that is ruling them, you will read it in Roman. So it's three languages. As in John chapter 19 verse 20, when he wrote that Jesus Christ, the King of the Jews, and somebody said, please change it. He said, no, what I've written, I've written. I'm not changing it. But it was written in three languages. Hebrew, Greek, and Latin. And it was done publicly. That's why Jesus doesn't have to do his miracle secretly. If the devil can deck him publicly, then he can give you glory, he can give you honor, he can give you miracle publicly. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Number six, or whatever number we have. Now, they said there are multiple people with multiple problems there. So a lot of people were there that they were having problems. And diverse kind of problem. He mentioned them a lot. That's in John chapter 5. Let's look at it. Verse 3. So in this lay a great multitude of impotent folks or sick people, either blind or halt or withered, or all waiting for the moving of the water. So I want to underline the word multiple. Great number of problem. But wherever there is multiple sicknesses, there will be multiple miracles. Praise God. But in the midst of the multiple, different kind of problem, a person that had the long-lasting, the oldest sickness, as it were, was the one that Jesus Christ went to first. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Somebody that was just sick 2 days ago was there. The one of 1 week was there. The one of 1 month was there. The one of 1 year. But he went to 38-year-old sickness. That's the experiment. You know, when you do science, you do mathematics, you do physics and all that, there is worked example. Am I talking? When you know work example one, work example two and three, then you can now sit down with the remaining problem and start solving them one after the other. Am I talking to somebody? That was Jesus' work example. So when you see the example, if 38-year problem can be solved, to me it's 2 years. Praise God. You understand? When I was reading after Smithy Goodswill, he said he always followed that method, that when he gets to a meeting, he will call the most terrible sickness first of all. If he can pray for that most terrible sickness and the person is healed, everybody will have faith. Automatic, instant faith. Praise God. I don't know whether you are getting what I'm saying. You know, there was one that R.W. Schambach gave an example of something that happened. He said a person in the ministry of A.A. Allen, when he himself was still under A.A. Allen, understudying him as crusade leader and crusade director, then they were in a place where program was going on for many weeks. And people came with different kind of problem. But there was a woman there that the child that they brought to the program have 26 sicknesses. How many sickness? 26. You know, the devil is a bad devil. It's not a good devil. When he give you one, you say, if you don't look for solution, ah, they can see. When you are not something, I don't buy what they see. Since if you are conducive, I don't come in there. It won't happen to you in Jesus' name. But it doesn't matter how many. Today, you'll be relieved of them in the name of Jesus. So this person that have 26 different problems. A baby, maybe 2 years to 4 years old baby, have that. And the mother came from two or three states away to where they are having the program with the child. And also came with some money. That money, you stay in an hotel, do offering every day for many weeks. And they are eating. So money was going. But each of the days, miracle has not happened for the child. So when he had the last $20, he now called R.W. Schambach. If you can help me tell your guy, I have not prayed for my child. Now I have only $20. I must go back. This is only enough for me to be able to fuel my vehicle back home. Can Oga do something, please? I came with this problem. Which problem? When he had that, it's 26. Praise God. I will go and help you tell. So he said, if nothing happens tonight, then at the end of the program tonight, I will take you to the man of God before you go so that at least you go with your last $20. When they got there, without telling the man of God, A. Allen started ministering. And after like 5 to 15 minutes of ministration, the anointing came. And the way anointing operates with him is that God will open his eyes. He will start seeing different things, like word of knowledge, word of wisdom, miracle. He said, God is taking me away from here. I think I'm flying now. I'm on top of a lot of top buildings. I don't even know where I am. Oh, it's an hospital. I'm in the hospital now. Okay, it's a children's ward. Aha, they are giving birth to a child. Oh, they said the child has some problem. 16. 26. It's 26 problem. They said the child will not up to 1 year when he will die. The child is more than two now. And the child is here. I see the mother carrying the child. Oh, he has passed through Tennessee. He has got to another state. He's at the backyard. The child is here. Bring that child. If the devil can give that child 26 problems, God can give him 26 miracles. Praise God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When that woman came out, before that time, the man of God had said, God is going to do special thing today. Who can give an offering that you can never afford to give?
And then
he said, what do we say? An offering of faith. And he explained, what you cannot ever afford to give, but maybe your last or the final. And this woman was the first to run out at that offering time. And he dropped $20. The only and the last $20 in her hand. What will she think used to go home? She's operating by faith. Is it that something happened or nothing happened? But this is my last. If that's the way God wants to use, I don't know. I must obey the last order. Praise God. Are you getting what I'm saying? So when he got there and dropped, R.W. Sharma said, I look well when he was dropping the money. When I found out it was 20, I said, I've been teaching faith since the beginning of this program. I don't think I have enough faith like this woman. I can't drop my last 20. And the woman went away. But when it was time for a miracle, she was the first one that God will consider. Praise God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? She came forward with that child and carried the child. The man of God started praying for the child. Say, everybody, close your eyes. R.W. Sharma said, I don't close eyes on a question like that. I just open one eye. Say, I must see what's happening here. Praise God. You watch and you pray. You watch, you pray. Praise God. Praise God. So he said he was watching to see what will happen. And he found that as the man of God was praying, suddenly the power of God came. And the child started changing. The tongue came out like that of a snake before. That's where he's been carrying the tongue all around. The thing snapped back inside. The eyes rolled and the eyeballs came back. The body started changing. The hands that were like this started moving out, moving out, moving out, moving out. Praise God. And everything, every 26 problem was solved by God. If he can solve that, he can solve your problem. At times, he looked for the oldest problem to solve. So others can know, but if he can do this one, my own is small. After that miracle, the man of God did not preach again. People started removing wheelchair from themselves and removing some. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If God can do this one, praise God. So when he has done 38 years problem, do you know what 38 years means? That number of years is older than Jesus. Jesus was 33 and a half years all through his lifetime. 30 years to prepare for ministry. Does ministry for 3.5 years. Praise God. But a problem that has been existing before Jesus was born. Jesus came and prayed and the person was solved. I don't know how far your problem has been. Today, you will have an answer of glory. You will have an answer of mercy. You will have an answer of God's goodness. This festival period will be your period of miracles, signs, wonders in the name of Jesus. Sit down. Oh my God. Before I finish on that testimony, by the time they were going, and everybody was trying to come and look at the woman. You are the woman that came with that child, and your child is running around. Hey, God bless you. The first person gave $20. The next person started giving money. They are not just looking at her, they are giving money. They are giving money because she has spent so much money. Hey, praise God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? She has spent so much money staying for many weeks. But God will pay everything back. When God says he will make you whole, it's not just that he will heal you. When he makes you whole, everything you have spent during the time of your sickness, he will return it back. So you have to go back to where you were before the sickness ever happened at all. That's making you whole. Praise God. All right. Number 6. Multiple entrance, multiple channels, multiple doors, multiple chances, multiple opportunities. Why? They said there are 5 porches that lead to that pool. God can always come through different ways just to reach you. At times, it's when we are singing, he will reach you. At times, it's when we are worshiping, he will reach you. At times, it is during the word of God, he will reach you. At times, it is during praises, anytime. But just make yourself available, the right place, the right time to get what God has for you. I believe there are a lot of packages of blessing for you today, and you will get them all in the name of Jesus. Next is, there is the moving of the water. That's number 7 or 8. Moving of the water. What do we mean by moving of the water? If you look at Ephesians chapter 5 verse 26, it says, I will sanctify you by the washing of the water, which is the word of God. So where you see water in the Bible most of the time, it's talking about the word of God. It's not asking you to go and be looking for one bucket of water to bring to church. It's talking about the word of God. So it said, they steer the water. And as the steering of the water was going on, miracle was happening to some people. When the word of God is going on, as you are hearing now, the word of God is being steered. Some aspect of it is splashing onto you. Whichever one that splashed onto you, that's your miracle. Grab it. Don't wait till I begin to pray. Begin to receive your miracle as the word of God is rolling out, as the word of God is splashing out. Some will splash to you, some will splash to somebody. As the splash is going on, you are catching something. You need, he said, I sent forth my word. My word healed them and delivered them from all their oppression. He's sending out his word, and the word is healing you and delivering you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. John 15:3. He said, you are cleansed by the word which I have spoken unto you. That means you are healed, you are delivered by that word. Psalm 107:20 says, he sent forth his word, it healed them. Romans 10:17 says, faith coming by what? By hearing, and hearing from the word of God. Mark 5:34. See, and he said unto her, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace and be whole of your plague. Mark 10:52. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the way. Anytime the word of God goes forth, is being sent to heal somebody, to deliver somebody. But if you can catch it by faith, you can receive your miracle. Praise God. Acts 14:8-11. Paul was preaching. And the Bible said, as he was preaching, somebody was seated who has been impotent too. All the two legs, he has not been able to use it to walk for a very long time. But he was in the meeting. First meeting, second meeting, third meeting, whatever. After a long time, Paul look at him. Paul will keep on preaching. Paul will look at him. Paul will keep on preaching. One time, Paul said, stand up. And the person stood up without recognizing he was lame. Why? He's in the atmosphere of faith. He's the atmosphere of the word of God. He said, I perceive that this man has enough faith to be healed now. When the word of God has come to you, faith comes to you. When faith has come, your healing has come. At any moment, you can grab it and take your healing. Praise God. Number 8, the ministry of an angel. Maybe number 8 or 9. What do I mean by that? They say an angel will come down at a particular time to stir the water. Angels are in two types when you come to the Bible. There are angels that are normal angels, that are angelic beings, that are spiritual beings. Every minister of God that is a man of God is also an angel to you. Praise God. If you look at the book of Revelation, chapter 2, you find out that it's the angel of the church of Ephesus, angel of the church of Pergamos, angel of the church of Thyatira, and all that. Why is he saying that? Those are the physical representative of God in a local assembly. When they preach the word, they are not preaching from their brain. They are sending something to you. God gave them word. The word comes from God. Angel of the Lord may reveal it to them when they are studying, but as soon as they are releasing it, you are receiving your angelic word. When you believe it, you can get your miracle. Praise God. But at times, it is physical angel. I was preaching somewhere many years ago. I think Oshogbo, one of my friends invited me for a meeting. And it was an all-night meeting. And I saw angels. Just like you are seated here, maybe on top like that. I saw angels carrying baby. About 5 of them, I think. And they were carrying baby in their hands. I said, God, I can't understand what is this. I'm preaching, I'm seeing, I'm talking to God, I'm receiving an answer, and I'm preaching. Because if I stop and say, you think something is wrong with me. Praise God. So I have to keep on preaching, at the same time, keep on talking and getting answer. You know, human beings, we are complex. Praise God. Praise God. You are a complex being. You can be talking here and be talking somewhere, you can be receiving. You are complex. Praise God. But eventually, I got an answer that means there are some people in the congregation that need children. And then they have come with their children to give them. So I stopped. I said, if there's anybody here that needs children, they shall come. Some people came. I prayed for them. More than 5 came. I prayed for all of them. They went back. I kept on preaching. As I look up again, I saw one still remaining. I said, God, what's happening? This one is not going. He said, the person he has come for is not in the meeting. And out of more than normal people that came out, he knows the one he sent to. So he can't give it to somebody else. I said, what am I going to do? He said, well, you are in the time of grace. If it is the Old Testament, that thing here will go back. That one will never give back again. But he said, you are in the time of grace. So if you can get one other person to agree with you, if 2 or 3 of you shall agree concerning anything, it shall be done for you by your Father, which is, I said, fine. Pastor, come, I'm preaching in your church. This is not my church. Is there anybody that is not here that usually look for the fruit of the womb and is supposed to be in meeting today and is not there? He said, yes, Mrs. So-so. And that person said, she always bring me with her vehicle, but today she said she will not come, so I came with public vehicle, but she doesn't have any other prayer point, but looking for child. And that was the day that God has come for her. May you never be absent the day of your miracle. So we now have to agree and say, God, please forgive her for not coming. But this angel has to go back. I must not go with the child. So we prayed. After agreement, the angel left. I know the miracle is done. Praise God. When I came back the second year, my brother, that woman was the only one that came out to come and give testimony. Said, I was not around. They said something happened in church. And God still come and give me the child. Aya is my baby. Now, pastor, I have this plot of land I want to give you. Tebani kan te le fiche follower. Praise God. The woman came with a child to give. I mean, a plot of land to give. Because he was surprised. I didn't come to church. And God still brought my miracle. You will not be missing the day of your miracle. In the name of Jesus. Are we together? So angels assist ministers of God when they are ministering. I remember two occasions I'm going to mention to you now. One was the raising of a dead child in Ibadan many years ago by Evangelist Orekoya. Was ministering. It's a local evangelist like Babalola in those days in the 1930s. And he was ministering there at Okebola. And then they brought dead people to him to minister to. And this particular one died, a woman that died with pregnancy. So they were looking for, let's look for a way to avoid this kind of problem from happening again. So we need to go somewhere where they will pray before they bury this child so that this is evil. Evil must not keep on happening that somebody is dying with pregnancy. So they brought the woman so that the man of God, the prophet, will pray. That's all they need. But when they got to the man of God, the power of God was present. And because the power of God was present, he was praying. You know the way CSC pray. They will pray, they will ring bell, they will pray. And later, after the person now got back to life, resurrected back and everything. Now, the person was not giving her own testimony. He said when the vehicle was coming that was carrying her inside, her spirit was in front of the vehicle, moving ahead as if you know where they are going. He got to where they are going and was staying till when the vehicle came. That's the dead spirit. Praise God. Hello. He said, when they started praying, I was listening to what they are saying. What's all this? I was looking at my body, but the body is stinking and smelling. I can't enter the place. I was just staying. He said, but when that man prayed, one angel came to her and said, enter this body. Don't you hear that? They say, you enter back? Praise God! Say, finally, that angel forced her to enter. And said she started entering from the leg. And they say, ah, it's hurting me. Oh, that's where he started entering. By the time he fully entered, he said they put the head back in his head as if you are wearing a cap. Just slip back. And then everything came back. Praise God. But she's explained it so practically that you will know. The ministry of an evangelist include the ministry of the angel working with them. There are angels of my calling that is here today. And something you have been looking for many years, you will receive on this altar in the name of Jesus. We have not come to bamboozle you. No, what we have is what we give. The anointing is what destroys the yoke. And wherever the power of God is, there's no limit to what God can do. No limit to what God will do for you here today in the name of Jesus. Are you hearing me? Another angelic ministration happened under T.L. Osborne, the same Ibadan, many years back. He came to minister in the days of this king that was a Christian, Akinyele, okay. So that Baba was king at that time, and at the same time, he's been a Christian under CAC. But an evangelist came from outside in the 50s or whatever, and then the program was going on, and there's this layman that always come and praise the king or praise some chiefs and receive money. But on that occasion, the king decided, I won't send money to him. I'll go and give him the money myself. So the king came out and said, take, Karimu. Don't you know that evangelist is in our town and he has been preaching since all this? I didn't see you there. Make sure I see you there tonight. Beware. If the king invites you to a meeting, whether you are Muslim or pagan, you must be there. Praise God. So he came. And when the man of God has finished preaching and said everybody should begin to pray so they can be saved, that was when he was praying. Oluwa, listen me, Bamila, Yomi, Baba. We're just praying. And then felt something here, felt somebody here holding and carrying him from the ground as a layman, carried him up. And he was still praying. Oh, and your will long trouble me by any sorrow so long while like it. Oh, about familiar. Oh, look at one realm. Long game, okay. But when he opened his eyes, He started running to the altar. I didn't know miracle. The people that he thought were his friend were angels. They were in the meeting. As he was praying, he wasn't praying for healing. He was praying for salvation. But because they were there, praise God! Hallelujah! Is somebody hearing what I'm saying today? The Spirit of the Lord is here, and His power and His anointing is here. Number 9, it said, whosoever was there, whatever is their disease, when they step into the water, they are healed. That means any sickness can be healed here this morning. So whatever is the sickness, whosoever step into the water, with whatever sickness he carry, he will be healed. So I'm not a specialist. I'm not specially meant for this, and I'm not meant for this. No, I flow with Jesus, and His anointing has no limit. Praise God. Are you getting what I'm saying? So any of that, you are going to be healed of whatever the problem in the name of Jesus. Then the person that have 38 years problem. What makes people problem to stay long like this? Haba. 1, it could be sin. 2, ignorance. 3, poverty. 4, wrong doctrine. 5, no opportunity to go to where God is moving. 6, unbelief. 7, despise against the man that is penniless. And then 8, if he has never met a healer like Jesus before. Different things can make somebody to suffer for so long. Praise God. But whatever it is, today is your day of miracle. In the name of Jesus. Jesus saw him. That's the next point. How did he see him? He knew that there is somebody here with longer days of problem than others. And he came specially for that person. I don't know who I'm talking to now today. I don't know who God has come for today. Maybe it's on this side. Maybe it's on that side. Maybe it's on this side. Maybe somebody that will listen to the message later. But God knows he will need this message. Whosoever, whatsoever, you will get your miracle in the name of Jesus. Jesus asked, will you be made whole? And he started giving some excuses. Mm-mm. Will you be made whole? He said, there is no man. No, it's not about no man. The man is here. Praise God. Stop talking about who is not helping you. Talk about Jesus who is here to help you. Praise God. Okay? And he just gave him some instruction. He said, rise up, take up your bed, and walk. Just 3 simple instructions. Rise up, take up your bed, and walk. First, he could not rise up before. But because the word of God has come, where, just like that message. Are you getting what I'm saying? Just rise up. As he was trying to rise, the power that will make him rise help him to complete the rising. And that's how he got the miracle. You will receive yours in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I pray that as the anointing of God begins to flow, finally, before I finish on this and we close because of our time, if you are looking for the fruit of the womb, particularly, there is 2 scriptures I want to give you, and then we're going to pray. We know about God that healed a lot of people before that are not having children. At least about 7 people in the Bible that have no children, God gave them children. You can find that in the scripture, okay? Like Sarah, like Rachel, and all that, and up to Elizabeth and everybody. But where I'm going is this. I'd like us to read 2 scriptures. Luke chapter 1, verse 36. Luke chapter 1, verse 36. And then verse 37 and 38. Luke 1, 36. He says, and behold, your cousin Elizabeth is the one that they said is barren. He has conceived and has conceived for the past 6 months. Though he's not sharing the testimony with anybody, but I'm helping her to share the testimony. That I was the one that was sent to her, and I ministered to her, and she conceived, and she has now received a child. In the next 3 months now, she will give birth. I'm the same angel that I now sent to you. So I want you to know that I've done it before, and God always honors his word. So I've come to you. You too, you receive your own. And if you doubt me, I'll go to Elizabeth. You will see sample. 6 months already. But the woman doesn't want, you know, there's some testimony. Tell your first son, Boroma, to do it. Tell me about 22. To balo nyu mama shako pelu anything. Tell me 54. To balo nyu ahai there. Praise God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Kilo to wa kini antinata word kilo chelensi. Praise God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So Elizabeth was not showing what she has got because he felt it's embarrassing. at this age. Praise God. But to Mary, you are still young. It's your testimony. But the angel will reveal what you are trying to hide because it's a miracle. Praise God. And anytime you give testimony of what God has done, God will give you more. Because Mary came to give testimony after the child was born, bringing the turtle dove or whatever. You know, about 6 children follow her home. How did I know? I read later in the Bible that he has 4 other sons apart from Jesus. And then 2 sisters. Or sisters. And if since it's plural sister, at least 2, it could be more. So if 4 plus 2 plus Jesus, that's about 7. Joseph, try again. Praise God. Praise God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And he ran away for a long time and left everything for Mary. So Jesus has to be the father and everything because of the firstborn. Again, there was another woman, Sarah, that gave birth to Samuel, that came back to thank God. You remember? The name is not Sarah. What's the name? Hannah. Hannah. All right. So Hannah that came back to thank God. But this one came back with more money because the husband is rich. Praise God. Cow, eating and then putting some down for pastor, everything. Everybody rejoicing. What? This child, I asked of God a few months ago. God has answered me. I come and celebrate. But because the two of them, thank God, they got more. That woman went back with 6 other children too. Oba like, only be 6-0. Ko be like, only be 3-3. Toba fe le meji. Only be 4-2. Toba wu. Only be 2-2. Oh, praise God. So, but 6 lote le lole for thanking God for 1. Praise God. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying here? So maybe the reason why there is a lot of gap between the first one and the other one. Oh, ndu pelo olong fi ito origan. Alo olong ti shekans. Ito shekilo she. Praise God. When 10 lepers were cleansed and only 1 came back to thank God, Jesus Christ said, where are the 9? That means he was expecting them to come back. I said, sir, possible, after you go to the pastor, then come back. Sobe, we need common sense. Yeah, cause of fun. Maybe 3 yano. She ain't pada lodo gwen. But he wanted kalu wawa. I'm messing you kuko. He was expecting everybody to come. So yeah, I want to jade later. Come for testimony. One more jubel. One fair jade. But one my jade later. Praise God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When my father-in-law was sick in the hospital, the mama value oxygen man. Oxygen. Anra. Fair to an intensive care. Only a tomato, 1 kg of oxygen for so amara on my feast here. To what until low to any or my da, a some woefulness, I'm going to so oxygen. Care of the child, I will give you your own children after. Praise God. But Mori miracle can underline me. No egg, no sperm, yet a baby. Praise God. So I don't come any problem. Okay, sperm low. No yawo she bima. But Mary, okay, sperm absent. Praise God. Oh my God. Since you recent time feel a pick lady can eat boroto virgin come from colon for lonely pay, I cause embarrassment. But you are to a lot on you to Babi Makuni, sent us of Wimbolotiri. Oh, get me. Now, so if God can give somebody with no sperm at all, Loma, since you were banning faith, why should you talk about pray for him? But I agree, but disagree, Wabima. Praise God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Oh, sure, you. But who can like it? But who can like it? But who can buy the church? But what about money? Lioluwa. My lolly. Wabi. Praise God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Another scripture I want to give you, 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 15 to 17. 2 Kings 3, 15 to 17. No time to read it. But they were looking for rain. And they asked God, somebody, any prophet to come and prophesy. A prophet got there, said, give him a mitre, and then he started prophesying. He said, you will not see rain. You will not see wind. But this valley shall be filled. But before I will fill it, start digging some ditches inside the valley. I told dig more water. Praise God. But truly, because God has spoken, no rain, no wind. Yet, one strange water came from nowhere and started filling the valley. So there may be no sperm, no egg. Yet, ole bi beji gan. Ole bi meta gan. Ole bi merin gan. Praise God. All you need is to believe God. I have some strange testimony that happened with Baba Adeboye. Prayed with a couple that need a child, and they've been looking for children for maybe 15 years, and they were not getting. And after the prayer, they believe they have received, and truly they conceived. But the devil came again, knocked it off, and they got to the doctor. Doctor said, since there is a bleeding, the best thing to save this thing is to evacuate. They evacuated after 4 months or so. Praise God. Now, when you have evacuated, nothing is supposed to remain there, isn't it? 5 months after, I'm about to pay nine to your come on professor and you pay. Something is troubling my stomach. Praise God. On Los Hospital. By the time they tested, I'm only late. Am I to my mom? Eh? Okay, she's still sick. I shouldn't take care of me some more. I didn't touch this woman. No. Praise God. But whether you come near or not, the word of God has come near. She has faith in God. 9 months later, you call your joy and transfer one flush off. Kobe, so lobby. That's miracle one. Praise God. One padalole, one name, mama. One dupe, and then flow law. 15 days after. Can you tell me? Shame me back. Who took my daughter to the doctor? Ah, I'm a today. And he came back to the second one. Making two boys within 15 days, 13 drove day for 15 years. Stand up on your feet. I'm going to pray. Only two boys. All that thing drove for 15 years. But when God is ready to do a miracle, who can stop him? No devil can stop God. It's impossible. Nobody can stop him. Today is your day of miracle. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Let's just raise our hands unto God and just thank him. Just thank him. Just thank him. Just thank him. Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. God is here, my people. God is here. No doubt about that. God is there. God is there. God is there. God is there. Holy Spirit. Please, can you help me? Can somebody help me pull this and this a little here so I can stay in front? Anybody that have any sickness in your body, I want you to come here. I'm going to pray for you. But if you have... You are lean of fruit of the womb. You wait. You are the people that will pray for last. But the first set of people is any sickness at all. Any sickness. Eye problem. You can't read your book or read your Bible right. Or there you have some issues or sicknesses in your body. Maybe doctors have diagnosed you of something or the other. All you need is a touch from God. The anointing is what destroyed the yoke. It's not by power. It's not by might. It's by the Spirit of the Lord. But if you are looking for fruit of the womb, whether you or your husband or your wife or somebody out there that is close to you, they will receive. But let that be number two after this one. This one is general healing. After that, fruit of the womb, specially. So that next year you will come with testimony of those living children in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Aha. Holy Spirit, we thank you. Now, I'm not going to waste time praying for you, okay? I won't let touch you. All you need is a touch. If it is something that I can see physically, like you are using glasses, I will remove the glasses and touch your eyes. If something I cannot see physically, I'll just lay hand on your head. No problem. Because even if you have long-term problem in your body, doctors don't give you injection in your brain. They give you in your buttocks. And they still locate where the sickness is, and you'll be healed. And God said we should lay hand on the sick, and they shall recover. So I will lay hand on you. Recovery will come by the anointing in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory to you. Did you get my instruction right? If it is fruit of the womb, wait after I finish preaching to this one. Because that is a special way I will pray for those fruit of the womb. Specially. But every other person, I will pray generally. But whether general or special, you will receive your miracle. It's coming from Jesus. It's not coming from anybody. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Can you come? Help me with the microphone while I keep on. No worry, don't worry. God bless you. You will do that. Thank you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, as soon as hand touch these people that are here today, whatever is the sickness or disease or infirmity that they need from you, and you said, lay hand on the sick, they shall recover. What I'm looking for is total recovery. Let them receive in the name of Jesus. That woman touched the hem of the garment and was made whole. Just a little touch. You receive in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, I pray. In Jesus' name. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Holy. In Jesus' name. Be healed. Slap your hand. Bah! Place it on your womb. You will receive. You will conceive. Sperm or no sperm. Egg or no egg. There are people that I pray for, my brother. won so pe fibroid lo wa nu so omo le ri bi duro si olohun ti ready ati sise ni olohun ba fe sise a gbe sibe eni ba bu ko gbe fibroid kuro bo won kan ma gbe kuro. Praise God. Some who allow to pray for the child kept on growing, the fibroid kept on growing until the day of birth. He can't adebe, we didn't find the fibroid anymore, only the child. Another one, the fibroid was there, the child was there. So one the fibroid grew, one bomb was high. So my jack won't disturb it. Told him about that is here, but ban line can only stop it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So I want you to have strong faith in the ability of God to do this for you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I said, I will slap the hand. I can bow immediately. As soon as the handkerchief that is laid hand on gets to the person that need it and should get to that person fast, praise God, you can courier it, you can do whatever, you can travel there if it's close by. Once the person places it on the womb, the child comes. It's a supernatural child. This is not medically provided. It's supernaturally provided. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? Is the instruction clear? Good.
You are the miracle worker. Come and do a miracle.
Father, we thank you for that which you have done in our midst today. Lord, we ask that these miracles will be permanent in the mighty name of Jesus. By this time next year, we'll come back with harvest of testimonies. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for your servant. The anointing of God upon his life shall never run dry. Lord, his ministry will go far and wide. More than ever before, you begin to walk with him. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we are praying. Praise the Lord. In case you don't know, the man of God, I met his two daughters yesterday. The number of four is Sign, the other one is Wonder. So all of you today, you are here, you experience signs and wonders. When signs and wonders come together, the man there is miracle. God bless you.